Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go!
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is Numania.
Ranger fans, rip, what's the critical thinking hanger?
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. Dearly beloved Ranger fans, we have gathered here in the sight of the hockey gods to salute, finally, the coming of a first line. A juggernaut made up of Carl Hagelin, Brad Richards, and Marion Gaborik. Oh, what a sight it was last night watching this team and this line especially give us the offense that we were so hoping that Brad Richards would do when he first came here. And it only took 65 games for them to figure out the line. Lord, it is absolutely joyous for me and Jim to come to you live tonight to celebrate a victory. Yeah, it was against the Carolina. It was against the Carolina Hurricanes. But I saw some offense and I saw some focus. And let's all get together and pray. Get on your knees and pray.
And while you're down there.
Pray that we never see the likes of John Scott again in this lineup. Jim, how are you doing tonight? And I'm pleased as punch.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Eddie. Well, you know, all I could think of last night was, honestly, when was the last time you watched a Ranger game and said, my God, the fill-in-the-blank with the opposition team has no answer for the Rangers' first line. None. We've seen the Rangers do that plenty of times. We've got no answer for the Tavares line. We got no answer for the, you know, in the past, there was no answer for the Ovechkin line. There might not be an answer tomorrow night for Crosby or Malkin's line. We've seen that hundreds of times. And you say to yourself, my God, we got no answer for this. But last night, the Carolina Whalers had no answer for that first line. Brad Richards, great God almighty, Brad Richards. Tonight's show has become like a revival.
Yes.
Like Billy Sol Hargis out here in a van.
An old-fashioned revival here tonight.
All we need is a little, little up tempo. We should have a little up tempo gospel, you know, a little of that Baptist music. Great God Almighty, Brad, where you been, baby? Well, I know where you've been, playing defense, blocking shots,
right?
In a collapsing diamond in front of the net. Is a man possessed. He could do no wrong last night.
I liked it from the beginning. He's been in the last three games. Brad Richards has taken a lot of shots. He's shooting, and then finally, and I'll get to maybe a little downside of this whole thing, which is not much downside because that line looks really good right now. Yeah, I mean, it all looks great out there, and it's coming at the right time, you know. So it's fantastic. I can't say anything bad about it. Hagelin looked good, obviously. He makes good things happen out there. And Gaborik is finishing. He's third or fourth in the league in goals? I mean,
I think
certainly. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys, and, you know, well, we've been through the wars here at the Underground. People thought that Gaborik was not the player for the Rangers. He'd be hurt. Now let's knock on wood. But still, when he's played, he's produced. I can't say that much. Last year, he had 24 goals, 23 goals, whatever he had. But a lot of people said he was done. A lot of people said trade him. He's not fitting in. He's the this and that. We see that that's not the case. Brad Richards, there was, I wouldn't say Ranger fans were getting on him too much because the Rangers, you know, predominantly for the season have been winning, but they were starting to have their doubts whether he can be that impact player, and he's turning into that impact player. And Jim, what a better time than now to become that impact player? I mean, it couldn't happen at a better time in the season.
You're absolutely right. Nobody's complaining about his contract anymore, that's for sure. Nobody wants to trade it anymore. You know, look, last season, who was his center? Eric Christian. I mean, do you remember we got to a point in the season last year where I don't know if Christensen was hurt or if he was in, or if he was, or, but we were saying, oh, just wait till Eric Christensen comes back and then Gabby can play with him. And I mean, come on. That's how bad we got last year. That's how bad it got.
Yeah,
so it was a down year, but overall, I mean, come on, guy is proven he's worth every penny. 34 goals, and it only took, like you said, 65 games to get this line to click, and here they are.
And they did it without, you know, Ryan Callahan and the Delzato again. And just as, you know, we were talking about whether Carolina is good or Carolina is bad, you know, they need playoff points. They're not a physical team, so I think that kind of plays into the Rangers' hands a little bit. But not according to Sam Rosen. Oh, the Carolina, you know, first of all, that Stahl Brothers thing was ridiculous again. I know we beat it to death, but they got to stop. I told you, the time is up. The time has passed at the Brothers. Let's give it up. There was an interesting comment early in the first period, and I don't know if you caught this, where did you get the MSG feed or you got some hooky faluky, like, you know, Toronto?
NBC Sports.
Okay. Well, Sam goes into this thing, what a great job that Kirk Muller has done with the Carolina Hurricanes. And he says in their previous game against the Panthers, because they were playing back-to-back nights, he did a brilliant job by telling them to play conservative. So they were only down 1-0 after two periods and then lost the game 2-0. And that was somehow some kind of coaching genius that you got shut out. I just couldn't understand it. I mean, I almost pulled the clip because it was so absurd. They're giving accolades to a coach that lost the game. He got shut out. Whoa, I got to tell you, that Brian Trotje, he must have been a Scotty Bowman the way Sam looked at it. I mean, it was nuts. So I'm very happy what I saw. And how'd they do over in the MSNBC Sports channel there over there?
It was an okay broadcast. They were all right. You know, same thing though. You know, a lot of focus on the Stahl brothers, which I got two things, I don't want to call them gripe. Well, one's a gripe and one's just a question. But first, we have an announcement to make here on the show. Hold on. We got a PA announcement coming over here.
Brandon Dubinsky, please report to the ice. Brandon Dubinsky, please report to the ice.
Please report to the rink.
Four shifts in the third period last night. Sitting there thinking, I heard his name, I think, called once last night. They got to the end of the third period. I mean, the first line was playing so well. God bless you, Tortorella, Tarantel. You were double shifting them, riding a hot hand for a change. They got to about 5 minutes left in the game last night. I said, where the hell's Dubinsky? He hasn't been on the ice. He only took four shifts in the third period last night. So I think he went 5 minutes at one point. And then 3 minutes, and then finally his last time on the ice was with about 16 minutes to go, about 16 minutes into the third period. He only took four shifts in the third period last night. Where is he? And, you know, I didn't get to say this on Monday night's show, but I thought he played very well against the Islanders on Sunday. He was throwing the body. He was all over the ice. I thought he played a good game against the Islanders, but last night, invisible. Somebody even said on the group today, Claude Rains.
Yes.
Memoirs of an Invisible Man. I mean,
well, you know who I thought also kind of disappeared because that first line was, it got taken off the first line, was Stepan. He kind of
he was skating with Rupp last night towards the end You know what? He was on the ice with Dubinsky for Carolina's second. I think it was that second goal. They were both on the ice when Carolina scored that goal, if I'm not mistaken. I'm wondering if a little Enver lesson there. If I'm not mistaken, they were both on the ice for that second Carolina goal. I think it was the second one. But, I know I just pulled the box score up. They were both on the ice for that second goal. So maybe a little message being sent last night. And then, like I said, I know Stepan was out on the ice late in the game with the Rupp line.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, Derek Stepan, I know I love the guy, you know, and I totally get it. But, you know, he misses the net way too much. He keeps not. When he does shoot, he seems to miss the net a lot. I mean, the guy's got a great talent. He's young, so you know you try not to get too crazy about these things because he's certainly a very good player. I think he's got great leadership skills. I think he's consistent, very good defensively. His faceoffs have to improve, and it would be interesting to see him now play on the second line, and then when Callahan gets back, and who else do you put on that line? You got Callahan and Artie, I guess, right?
Yeah, I would
Artie,
think Artie.
Stepan and Callie.
I can't see him putting Dubinsky up there on the second line. I don't know. Artie's played well of late, and just to echo what you were saying about Stepan. He's not alone when it comes to missing the net a lot, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And he also wasn't alone last night being bad on faceoffs. They were all pretty bad on faceoffs. And that's something that could be a big problem tomorrow night. You know, you you want to play puck possession against a team like the Penguins for sure. And you let the Penguins start winning a lot of faceoffs and forget it. It's gonna look like they're on a merry-go-round cycling around the Rangers zone.
Right. So, yes, the Rangers have to be good on faceoffs. Let's give credit to Marty Biron last night. You know, I was all over him somewhat on Monday when we last joined you, and he did what he had to do early, and that was play well and just stop the puck. And he did that, and then the Rangers settled down, and he played well. He played a good game. So I really don't have any problems with him. In last night's game, and now Henrik's got the flu, Jim. Now I'm a little worried because we even played the goalie game last time, and now I don't know. What's the update on that? Anybody have any updates on Henrik's flu symptoms?
You know what? I haven't heard anything about his health today. I didn't see anything. Everything on Twitter was about the Knicks today.
Man, the guy resigned.
But
all the talk. All they want to talk about is the Knicks in this town, and they're a bunch of losers.
Yeah. Gee, what a surprise. Linsanity was a flash in the pan. You know?
Yeah.
You know, wherever their Hall of Fame is, you know, his road has hit a few speed bumps along the way. But so I didn't see anything about Hank. I don't know if AK Power is saying Henrik is fine, just a 24-hour bug. How the Rangers are letting this guy get exposed to any kind of germ is beyond me. He should be living in a biosphere.
Really? He can't
perfectly sterilized there, you know, with the tents and the guys in the ET costumes, the whole bit. Nobody shakes his hand. You know?
Right. He should be the bubble boy.
Right.
Yeah. Moops.
Yeah. Moops.
Oh, no, sorry.
Who knew?
Yeah, he should be the bubble boy when he's not playing. He can't afford to lose 8 pounds or 10 pounds when they get it. I mean, that guy is skinny. It's like my dad used to say, or you know, he'd be a Biafra case. That is such an old reference that like you'd have to be 70 to get it. Apparently, there was some kind of hunger in Biafra.
Well, like, Dice makes a joke about Biafra too.
Well, the lead singer of the Dead Kennedys, his name was Jello Biafra.
Right, that's right, yeah.
So very funny stuff. But anyway, we digress. So Biron played very well. Got to give him props. Thumbs up.
Yep. Yeah. Said he suffered no ill effects of, you know, because he is, of course, when they skate in the morning, the goalie that's going to play that night comes off the ice early, and the backup stays on the ice until practice is over. So Biron didn't know he was starting, so he skated the whole practice, but said, you know, he wasn't tired. He didn't feel any ill effects. And he said, some of you guys were, okay, Tom, thanks. I don't know if anybody in the chat room was at the game last night, but they said, I heard Biron say in the quotes that it was really warm in the garden last night.
Mario was there, and he was down at ice level. Sitting with the corporate bastards, the criminals.
Oh, right, and with Bigfoot, right? He was there with Steve Schaefer.
With Steve Bigfoot Schaefer. they were Mario. I tell you, you go to the game with Mario, there's a lot of – he's very loud. He's a very loud liberal, put it that way.
There is nothing conservative about that man.
No, nothing conservative about that man out in the public arena. He does say, he goes, I was warm. I think that was because Steve was rubbing your leg.
So, yeah, okay. So they're saying it was warm in the garden. Anyway, Biron said that being how warm it was in the garden, it was probably a good thing that Henrik didn't play. So, Biron did yeoman's work last night and stepped up, and that's what he's there for. So, and he said he was just returning the favor because Hank had to step in for him when he had the flu. I don't remember who that was against, but. About a month ago, Hank wasn't supposed to play. Biron was supposed to get the start. And then
right,
he
yeah.
So, props to Marty. Did a good job last night. Like you said, held him off early, you know, survived, which he's had trouble with, you know, the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes of the game. And they played well. Now, I have one question from last night's game that I was thinking of as the game was going on. And then let you answer. Whenever you're ready, we'll get to the phone calls. We've got a couple of people on hold. But anyway... Do you think Eric Staal, when these two get together, do you think Eric is in Mark's head a little bit? Do you get that sense?
That he has something to prove when he plays Mark?
No, it just seems like Mark just seems, how do I put it? I guess it just seems like his game is a little off, like Eric's in his head a little bit. Or just the thought of playing his brother in his head a little bit.
But you think Mark...
Eric is in Mark's head a little bit.
I don't see that.
No? Okay.
I see it the other way, in a way.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think Eric's put up terrific numbers against the Rangers. I don't think he's made... I think they do, though, have something going with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
That they're messing with each other. It's something separate from the game. But, listen, you know, I'll look for it, because if you picked it up, it may, there may be something. See, it's Sue Papagallo, the Sicilian princess there.
I thought she was Greek.
No, we changed that. She's saying that Mark's an Eric Ted, and so is Jay of the Dead.
Okay. I just saw, I don't know, Stahl made a kind of a bad turnover. Whatever.
No, it's a good point. It's, I mean, you know, you're looking out. We're all watching the game.
Eric pitches a lot, too. You notice that?
He's
not quite Crosby level, but few are. And Crosby was no Lemieux level.
Oh, now I'm wrong. She's not Sicilian now. She's Italian, okay? Napolitano, whatever you guys call yourselves.
Napoli Don.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
So,
words are made up anyway.
There you
go.
Go
ahead.
Now I lost my train of thought. I don't know. Anyway, he jaws a lot at the refs. I noticed last night. I noticed it more so last night.
Did you notice the wonderful job Kirk Muller was doing?
Oh, he was fantastic. He's one of the best coaches I've ever seen. Forget Bowman.
Oh man, come on. So I think it's a big win. Am I overstating things? That crowd was not really into it in the first period, but by the time that game ended, they were jazzed, they were pumped, they were psychotic. And I think this is a great time for them to play the Penguins. Now, I'm a little hesitant because the old Ranger fan of me says, Ed, don't get ahead of yourself here. You know, they may not be out of the slump, this and that. But they look good. They look good with some key players out. I mean, you know, we can't discount these guys being out. A win is a win is a win is a win, as they say. So what do you think? You think they're out of it? And I had time to think about the Mandar edict that tomorrow is going to be the litmus test of the season for the Rangers in the playoffs, if that is really is going to be the case. So where are you on both those, if you can remember?
I think they're ready for Pittsburgh tomorrow night. I think they'll play well. I think it'll be a good game. And whatever happens, happens. You know, look. You know, am I going to be upset if they lose? Of course, I'm always upset when they lose, and I'm more so when they lose to the Penguins. But you know, it is what it is. I think they'll play well, and if Hank's, you know, if Hank can hold them, keep them at bay. Well, anything can happen. Hopefully, they'll get Callahan back tomorrow night. That's the rumor. So I don't know about MDZ. I haven't heard anything about him.
I wish, you know, with Callahan, don't bring him back unless he's completely healthy.
Yeah.
I know the season is tough to be completely healthy, but I'd rather have him in the long run. I thought last night's win was big in the fact that it made them 6 points ahead instead of four. Because then four. It would have made it almost a four-point game. Well, not, it still is, but it would have made it a lot closer tomorrow. And I think the Rangers really need to focus on winning this conference. That should be their new goal from here on in. Torch should be like, listen, we've got to win this conference and get that home ice throughout the playoffs and get that number one seed. Because I'm getting scared if they don't finish first in the conference and, like what you said, they would be like in fourth. We'd get the fourth seed.
Well, that's what Mandar was saying.
Yeah. Then you're playing teams that maybe, you know, it could give them a problem. But you know what? It ultimately comes down. The Rangers got to be the better team than everybody. You know, the stakes are now up. They've got to be better than everybody.
I just, you know, don't worry. I mean, worry about the Penguins tomorrow night and worry about the Penguins the next to last game of the season. Other than that, just go out and play the way you're – if they go out and play the way they're capable of playing, it won't matter. They'll win the conference, you know. I just think there's two – everybody's too worried. Don't shit your pants on them, as Tortorella likes to say. Yeah, they're great, but just worry about the Rangers. The Rangers go out and take care of business and play the way they've played for 90% of this season, everything will be fine. Everything will be fine.
I couldn't believe last night when they.
And then there's a good chance we'll be sweating with the Caps again in the first round.
Oh, bring on the Caps, please. I want to extinguish them.
But don't tell me you won't be shitting your pants every night they're playing.
I won't, because they don't got any goaltending. And the two times we've played them, we've had no offense. I mean, nothing. I think they're a team in free fall as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I know they've been winning, beating the Islanders every other night lately, but
they're 7-2-1 over their last 10.
All right. So what am I supposed to do? I ain't following the Capitals that much.
I'm just saying.
I know Ovechkin's been slumping. I mean, you know, who have they got net? Neuvirth and
B.B. Neuvirth, he got hurt last night. I think he hurt his groin or something. I don't know if it's serious. But
Voonback or what's going on over there?
I don't know what's going on with Vokoun. Islanders blew a 3-0 lead to the Caps at home last night. Who does that? How do you blow a 3-0 lead or a 3-0 lead at home to the Capitals? Come on.
I saw somebody posted a picture of that Goldilocks. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I saw the picture.
That joker. That stands behind the glass and bangs on the glass like a mental patient. I yelled at him one time, like, take your Zoll off, you moron. He's wearing a Palfy jersey back in those days.
Nice.
This is some mental patient that's at the Nassau Gymnasium all the time who sits there and, you know, he's some crazy Islander fan. Jesus. Anyway, yeah. I think they caught him one time having sex with Sparky the Dragon, their mascot. Why they have a Sparky the Dragon who's left over from the arena football team? They can't even get out a new mascot that team. What a joke. And, yeah, they find new ways to lose every night, that team. All the Isle of fans. Oh, I guarantee you playoffs, Ed, at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Mike Grabner. Mark Streit for the whole season?
Give Mandar credit. Give him credit where it's due.
Wow,
what did he say about Grabner? What did he say? 15 goals?
Yeah,
10 goals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's got like 15, 16. Yeah, but yeah, he's right. Yeah. And I think
Mandar, he doesn't toot his own horn. He's a very humble guy, so we'll give him.
Oh, yeah. And when he's wrong, he admits it, too.
Yeah. He's good like that.
Yeah. So so we had that. Was it last night's game where Anton Stralman threw that great hip check?
That was last night. Oh, that was that was beautiful.
That was really nice.
Yeah, it was.
That was almost Dave Farish-like.
And we're giving Stralman his due.
Yeah.
Some people don't think Stralman gets enough credit.
Really? That's the word of the buzz on the intranets and the interwebs?
No, somebody said that on our show.
Oh, really? Who said that?
Take a guess. Take a wild guess.
Stralman doesn't get his Frankie, huh?
Yeah, remember you were yelling at him.
I started talking about Andrew Yogan. I just fade out and just play the music underneath when you're talking to him. That's it.
Just very quick, we'll get to the phones in just a second. 646-478-4692. I had my wife listen to that whole segment from the other night, and she says, what's with the music? And I said, this is just me and Eddie trying to make each other laugh. I said, that's all this is. We're just trying to break each other up here. She goes, what is that song? I said, it's Dixie. She said, Dixie? I said, yeah, you know, look away. She goes, oh, my God. So,
wow. Yeah, it's a lot of it sometimes we do for ourselves, but it tends to make everybody else laugh.
Yeah.
And when I hear that song, I'm thinking.
We got one. It was one he said the other night that I don't think he'll be calling in, by the way, tonight. I didn't tell him about the show. But it was just funny. He said something about Google, and it was just the way he said it. It was like that. I go on Google. And I got to get that, him saying Google.
Yeah, he's a show in himself.
As soon as the game was over last night, he posted all over my Facebook. It's like, oh, my God. Comes up on my phone. Frankie,
why are you talking about the youth? What's wrong with – oh, yeah, that's right. Frankie's going, what's wrong with hockey's future? Why don't they like Anton Stroman? Isn't Anton Stroman like – what is he worried about the scouting report? The guy's been like a professional hockey player for 7 years now. It's not like he's Chris Kreider. I mean, do you give it a break?
Yes. Wikipedia.
So yeah. Apparently, the defenseman got taken out of got edited out of the chat room because the word semen was in it the way I spelled it.
Oh.
Jeez. No, because they were talking about NHL's. Joe was talking about NHL Showdown.
Right.
78, which I'm sure you remember, which was, I guess, the precursor to the skills competition, which they would do in the, I think, the preseason and then air it during the national broadcast of either Hockey Night in Canada or Monday Night Hockey or NBC Game of the Week, whatever was going on at the time. And I remember that Barry Beck was in it one of the years as a Rocky, but they would have like two on ones, like a 2-on-1 competition, and I remember or 1-on-1, and Brian Engbloom was like the official defenseman, like he was the guy who now does color commentary for PSNBC there, whatever they call him, and that's just a memory I'm throwing out there. Maybe some of you older folks remember that. What other thoughts do I have about this glorious Ranger team? Not much. I think the Stroman hit. There were some penalties in that game that I think it was Fedotenko who got called for a hook. Was that the call? There was somebody got called for like one of the most fictitious plays
I know exactly which one you're talking about. I just can't think who got the call. Fedotenko got high sticked in the face again last night. Nobody gets high sticked in the face more than he does ever.
Let me tell you something about this guy. Well, then I have to tell you because you made the point, but he. His face looks like a road map. I mean, this guy, he looks like a prize fighter. His face looks like, I want to go up to him at the end of the season, you know, whenever that happens, and, you know, and just be like, dude, you really took it on your face for the team. I mean, this guy, there's welts, there's bruises, there's scars. I mean, you know, he looks like Frankenstein.
Zuccarello's, the tripping penalty they called on him?
Yeah.
What were they saying about that on MSG? Do you happen to remember?
I think Sam said that, well, that was a little suspect or undetected, and what do you think, Joe? And Joe was like, I think that was, no.
No.
No, he actually, I think, took a semi stance and got, you know, he cut from his normal flaccid stance and said, that was a bad call. Yeah.
Well, at first NBC Sports was trying to sell it that Zuccarello slew-footed Gleason on the play. But then after they went back and watched the replay a couple of times, they were like, oh, you know what? Gleason could have got called there for the penalty instead of Zuccarello. So, but I think I'm trying to think of which penalty you were talking about. You talk about maybe Fedotenko had an interference penalty in the second period. Is that the one you were talking about?
I think that's the one I'm talking about that was completely garbage. Now, again, you know, it's tough to recall because as I'm watching the game, I'm just in the moment. But I'm getting some backup. A lot of people were talking about the Zuccarello play with Gleason, and Gleason fell. I mean, you listen, Matt Zuccarello was 5'8" on a good day. So, I mean, for him to pull anybody different. Yeah, he's 5 feet heels. I wonder how Brian Boyle's in heels all the time.
Bet Zuccarello could knock Brian Boyle off his skates. I bet my daughter could knock Brian Boyle off his skates.
But, you know, boy, you know, I said it last week, last Monday, on Monday's show, that, you know, Boyle's great defensively. He's a dud offensively. So what can we do? Now that we got this first line, I think, and that Tortorella, you brought up a good point, Jim. The fact that Tortorella is double shifting him because they are playing so well, thank God. He's been double shifting crappy defensive lines for years. Now we're finally getting the double shifting of a great offensive line, hopefully. So that was really good. And I don't care if Dubinsky's got to sit, you know. Look, they won the game. Brandon Dubinsky's not a factor right now. I'm not hoping for failure with the guy. I want him to be worth the $4.2 million.
$4 million.
You can't say $4.2 million. Now it's just
$4 million. $4 million.
You know, I hope that somewhere down the line he regains that what he can bring, and I think he can bring grit. He can bring that determination, and maybe pot some goals. But right now, nothing. The tank is empty.
And you know, Mario, I completely. Ryan McDonough, what a game for him last night. In the second period, I said he was the Rangers' third best forward on the ice in the second period.
Yeah, he made some move to the goal.
Oh my God, he was all over the place.
And I think he missed, and Carolina counted on an odd man, or at least so it kind of got lost because we were all worried about them going on the way back. But
right, yeah, they came back 4-on-1. On one of those.
Yeah.
They came in zone 4-on-1. I don't know how they didn't score on that one.
You know, it's true, though, you know, but it kind of got lost in the shuffle. His offense is getting better. It's not just apparent. Last year he had one goal. This year I think he has 6. But I think when he joins the rush, when he gets more comfortable in joining the rush, he's going to get better. And as a matter of fact, for you people on the Facebook, and this is probably the number one reason why you should join the Facebook group if you haven't after this show, I will be posting the inaugural pictures of me in my Ryan McDonough jersey.
Oh, you got your McDougal jersey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Look at you go and get ready, his collared shirt. Fancy.
Oh, my collared shirt. I'm going to those fancy affairs with it now.
Wearing shoes by Ferragamo.
Ferragamo.
Oh, Ferragamo. Forget about it.
I'm wearing Vince Ferragamo shoes. Going to Cotillion next week. It's going to be great.
Got a pair of chinos on. Combs his hair in a pompadour.
Yes, I did get the Heritage jersey. It's yes, the Heritage jersey. It's got the numbers on the thing. I think it looks good. It's got New York in the front. It's blue. I like it. I think it's nice. It's better than I thought it would look. I was a little worried because a lot of people, yeah, Marcy can go, you know what, because Marcy's anti-Heritage jersey.
Did they get the correct C on the back of the jersey?
It's lowercase C.
All right.
Everything's good.
Will you have rollerblades and sunglasses on in your picture? Will you have a hockey stick on? Will you be wearing a hockey stick? We're doing a cross check.
I will be tonight as I take new pictures with me in the cross check. And sunglasses. Are you all right? What happened?
Sorry. I tried to grab my. I got my hockey stick behind me, and it's in the room here where I am. And I tried to grab it, and I lost my headset. The wire on my headset wasn't quite as long as I thought it was. I got my hockey stick in my hand. I'm doing the cross-checking thing in the camera. If you're watching.
Oh yeah, it's
my old Mylek Aerotech stick that I've had for about 15 years. Got the holes in the blade, left-handed shot, the whole bit. There's a lot of goals in that stick. Or there used to be anyway.
You know those pictures? You remember George Costanza when he has those photos taken?
Yeah. The ones Kramer takes?
Right. How about that? How about I take those photos like that with the hockey jersey on and that pose? When he goes to the professional photographer. Is it Kramer takes it?
Well, Kramer takes the pictures.
Oh, okay.
I would tell you to do that because it would be really, really funny. But the thing that you have to remember is that somebody might do to that picture what I did to the Facebook pictures that Paulie. Next thing you know, you're in a YouTube video with too sexy for my shirt. It's so sexy, it hurts.
Newman's right. He says the art of seduction. Yeah, that bit. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't want maybe people goof on it, but maybe I'll do one with the stick and the sunglasses. But so. It should be pretty, a lot of fun. I really enjoy Jersey. And Ryan McDonough, I go back and forth between him and Carl Hagelin and the person who calls in here, Joe Negative, once in a while and comes in. We had to actually pick our favorites because he's getting the jersey. And I had a choice between Hagelin and McDonough.
Hagelin.
We both like equally. And I chose McDonough. He chose Hagelin.
Hagelin.
Thanks, Frankie. That's the jersey update.
Very nice. I'm glad it showed up and there were no problems because people here would never have let you forget it because you didn't order from their from their jersey place or whatever the whole so right. That's close to this stick, Joe. That's not Joe. Posted a picture of my stick, but that's not it. This one's weird. I got this at the Brick Ice Hockey Palace years ago. This is the only one I've ever seen that's got a blade like this. If you guys got the video on, it's the only stick I've ever seen that had the holes all the way through the blade, instead of just at the top. You know how they used to have, they put the holes in it.
Let me see what you're talking about here.
See this my video.
Oh yeah, I see. I think I've seen that, but very rarely.
Yeah. You know what happened was we used to play street hockey at these abandoned tennis courts in Bricktown in Jersey. And I think one time we went to play and my stick broke. So I we were getting ready to play and I had to run over to the Brick Ice Hockey Palace and buy a stick at the pro shop. And this was like the only one they had that was left-handed, because even though I'm right-handed, I shoot hockey left-handed, so, and this was the only one they had, so I bought it, and I still have it, and I just haven't played in years. One of these days, I'm going to go over to Keith McElroy's house, and he plays hockey, and we'll set up the net in his front yard or something, and we'll play hockey.
Yeah, I'm telling you, street hockey is awesome, man.
Oh,
I still have all the gear. I have the goalie stuff.
Do you?
The net. Oh, yeah. Next time you come on over, we'll have a tournament.
Yeah, we should get people had talked about doing that the last time I came in, but there just wasn't enough time. But people talked about having setting up a street hockey game, and that would be fun. If we could find a place where everybody could get to it, it would be fun. A bunch of old
fun. Well, you have that rink right near the – you ever notice that rink as you get on – if you're from New York, as you get on the Throgs Neck going towards the Bronx, there's a rink right near there. And it looks like it's a street hockey rink. Does anybody know anything about that?
Huh.
Anyway.
We actually played street hockey the night of Game 7 in 1994. We were out there playing street hockey just to kind of distract ourselves. We set up the nets, went out the street, and had a game right up until about 10 minutes before the game started. Just to kind of calm our nerves and burn off some energy. So,
Joe just sent me a link for the Milek goalie pads, and those look like the smaller ones. And if you were tall, dude, they would only come up to your knee and have your whole thigh exposed.
Was this? Hold on, I'm looking at it.
And inevitably, you would the plastic would rip off the top of it, coating, and then the foam would just be hanging out.
And see, this picture that Joe posted, these are it's been a long time since I went shopping for hockey equipment, but these were the newer ones. The older ones, they were that brown color. And I said they look like the ones Biron was wearing in the
well, I think,
He was wearing them a couple of weeks ago, but they were his Winter Classic pads. They were that old brown color.
Right. I think that may not be the right. I think that may have been. Well, let me see. Is this current? Is that really black? Or is it. I guess they're black now, but you're right. They used to be brown, like
yeah.
a tan. Yeah.
But they were still that plastic, and they crack and break, and of course, you know, you slide
wow.
across the street and everything.
I played a lot of street hockey against different neighborhoods around here, and you would see people play with, like, the most ridiculous equipment. I saw a guy come out with his mom's furniture, you know, like the pads from the freaking, like the foam from the foam cushions strapped
yeah.
on, like a belt.
I think everybody. That was not a strange. We saw that a lot in Bayonne too, guys. You know, you go to the stores and they'd have big foam pads and you'd take them home, you'd cut them up, make goalie pads out of them. Sure.
I mean, we played with a crab net one time. I mean, anything we could find. It was like Spanky in our gang.
Yeah.
It really was.
They were great. They were great days, though.
It's sure. Like Mandar is talking about me stopping a penalty shot in deck hockey with no equipment. That's true. I don't know what it was. We didn't have a goalie.
That's right.
I remember that. So they were like, anybody want to get in net, like, you know, for the penalty shot? And I think they were going to call an automatic goal, but I knew the owner, and the owner was like, well, you know, if Geik wants to play net, he wanted to see it. And the guy came in and I made the save. Mander was there, I think, yeah.
Nice.
I had forgotten about that.
I remember, well, just one more thing and we'll get back on subject. I remember one guy that used to play street hockey with us in Bayonne. He was a catcher. He played little league or high school baseball. He was one of the older kids, and he was a catcher, and he used to wear his catcher pads. He used to have the orange catcher's knee pads, like Thurman Munson. Think of Thurman Munson, those orange ones he used to wear. That's what this guy used to wear to play goalie in.
Oh, my God.
Hey, whatever you had to do, you know. We didn't, you know, none of us had that much money growing up. You did what you had to do. You improvised.
Yeah, exactly. Improvised.
So, all right. Now the phones are jammed. Everybody probably wants to talk about street hockey. It's turned into the Paulie D show.
Yeah, well, listen, we cover it all here. That's why we're the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Whatever that means. Well, that's worse.
You should do your intro. You remember this? It's the Paulie D show.
It's the Paulie D show. Wait, I got to do the voice now. It's the Paulie D show. Who we got here? We got a deck hockey guy. We got Anton Strollman. We got Sue Fabregalo, who's not a Sicilian. We got Mandar, who won't say Delgado is all right. We got Howie, who's sometimes a co-host. We got Jay the Dead, who hates most of us. And not last but not least, Jim Spielberg.
When you said that one night, it's the Paulie D show. I've overbooked my 10-minute show. We're the guests or the hosts.
I've overbooked my show again, ladies and gentlemen.
Tonight, everybody that's ever played hockey ball. All right, we've only got 11 minutes left. Let's go to the phones.
Yes.
Sorry, Chandler. We appreciate you holding while we got off topic there. How are you?
Oh, that's okay. I'm good. I was just, I call in a lot of times just to listen on the phone, so.
Oh,
all
right. I can put you back on hold.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Let somebody else talk tonight. I can listen.
Okay. Thanks, Chandler. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, let's see. 631-974.
Good evening.
What's going on?
Didn't I tell you guys to calm the fuck down?
Yeah, four games ago.
What?
4 games ago, after they lost 3 in a row.
You
have a memory, Costa. You have a memory. When I told you, me and Jim told you, the team looked sloppy, this team is bad. You said, calm down. Let's not back off the ledge, gentlemen. And they shit the bed for three games. They finally come back and play a really good game. Now you're here to tell me I told you so?
No, what I said, what I said when we lost the
get out of here, you bum.
What I said.
I'm going to
be able to get it out.
What I said was...
Nah, get out of here, you bum.
I said, we're going to DEFCON 3.
Right.
Yeah. Now we won two in a row. Now we're back to DEFCON. Back to DEFCON 4 now.
All right. Well,
Tomorrow, we're up against the wall tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know where you're going already. What?
Pittsburgh winning is good for business. go have some milk.
What?
Go have some milk.
I want you to say it. Pittsburgh winning is good for business. Say it.
Pittsburgh winning is good for business.
Why? Why? Don't you want to come to New York? Don't you think New York?
You know the league marketing the hell out of Sidney Crosby and it's getting Malkin. You know they got to get on their investment. You know what I'm saying?
Who they got net? Who them Saints? Who they got net? We got net. Who they got net?
Marc-Andre Fleury.
I thought he was hurt. I thought it was Ben Bishop or some crap. No, he's Ottawa's goalie. Thought they got some other joker in there.
Oh, he's hurt? Oh, Fleury's hurt. Really?
I don't know. What
he was in there the other night.
I ain't following anything. I've been slacking lately. What is going on with me?
Well,
spring training baseball in March Madness.
Let me ask you this question. Why aren't they marketing someone like Steven Stamkos? Scored 50 goals.
I know. Let's give it up for Steven Stamkos. I know we don't really give a crap about any other team, but the fact that he's gotten 50-plus goals or is going to get 50-plus goals in this kind of day and age of hockey, they should be marketing him.
Exactly.
Because with the way Ovechkin's thinking to join up, and the way Crosby's future is so tenuous, how come they're not blowing him?
Dude, Crosby's one hit away from being Eric Lindros.
Well, he might be Brett Lindros soon.
yeah, that too.
Do you think tomorrow's game is a big-time game? Is it a must-win for the Rangers or just another game like Jip says?
No, it's a must-win. But like I said, our backs are going to be against the wall because the refs are going to got those whistles ready to go. You know the refs got those whistles ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Those motherfuckers.
All right. Well, I think you're right about that and wrong about a lot of other stuff. Thank you for calling in, my friend. I've once again enjoyed your phone call. Jim, not so much.
I'm just glad. I've enjoyed this phone call. I'm glad it's over.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I feel like we should all be holding hands at this point.
I like
the blue jersey.
You like
the blue
what?
One? Tampa Bay with the bolts, the blue jersey. I like that jersey. Jay of the Dead, the antisocial magnet, doesn't like it.
It's okay. It's better than the one they had like the first couple of years, the black one. I always thought those looked like a beer league team with those jerseys, the ones that actually like had Tampa Bay Lightning written across the front, and they were black and white sleeves.
Yeah, that was terrible. All right, what else we got?
What else is in the news, Robin? That's it. Everybody else is holding to listen to the show. So,
So what do we got? Pittsburgh. This home streak has started off on a good foot, on a good note. The crowd seemed very really into it now. And I still, you know, just to bring up some other things, a lot of people were talking about on the page about Carton on the Boomer and Carton show wearing a shirt that said nobody cares about hockey. He's just trying to bait you out there. He's just trolling for a reaction. You know, he's good at what he does. I think the guy, he's a little annoying because he just doesn't shut up. But, you know, Boomer cares about hockey. He's getting the Boomer that way. But there's no doubt about it. The Rangers are not getting their due. I can't even remember. I mean, back in 94, they got the press. Why? Is it just that all the other sports are just so focused on now, even when they're not playing? You know, people talking more about the Mets. And because, obviously, you know, you had a million people, whatever you had at the 94 parade. There's a lot of people in this, in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and parts elsewhere that really do care about hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't get it. So anyway, but –
I have a partial theory.
Okay.
WFAN doesn't play Ranger games. They don't broadcast the Ranger games anymore. It's not in their vested interest. It's not self-promotion. I mean, give you a prime example. Look at ESPN. When they used to show hockey, you would see hockey on SportsCenter. They don't show.
Right.
They barely show any hockey on SportsCenter anymore. 10, 15 years ago, whatever it was, they didn't even know how to spell NASCAR on ESPN because they didn't show NASCAR. Now they cover NASCAR, and you'll see NASCAR on every show on ESPN. The WFAN has no vested interest. It doesn't do anything for them to promote the Rangers.
But the thing is, ESPN
although they do talk about the Knicks a lot, and they don't cover the Knicks either. So I don't know how that. But
here's my theory with ESPN. ESPN loves to showcase players. Like they you could see like. LeBron James, like they, it's what they did with him when he was deciding where to go and the whole thing.
Yeah, and they did that with Brad Richards too, right?
Yeah. and the NHL really doesn't have, people know of Sidney Crosby or Ovechkin, but he's not a personality. He's not doing mainstream commercials and this and that. I think they're more story oriented. But we have found out from this show, and I certainly don't want him to start covering hockey, because first of all, they're not going to find anybody better than me and you to do it in Rangers hockey. Second of all, they're not going to find I would miss this camaraderie that we have here in this chat room and all over the place. They wouldn't be able to say and tell the truth to the extent that we do here, do the critical thinking as well. But there are just many people who would call in about hockey than there would be to fill any kind of segment. So don't give me that garbage that there isn't enough people who would want to talk hockey. I think they don't have anybody there that can talk hockey. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're probably right, except for Steve Summers.
Yeah,
but a lot of him is shtick.
Yeah, a lot of it is your shtick against the Islanders. And listen, I love Steve Summers. I think he's great. But I don't think he knows who Kasper Dolgovins is. or could make up a bit about Kasper Dolgovins.
Right. How much does he know about Brian Dubinsky?
Right. Or King Henry.
Right.
I think that's their problem. And where do they fit it? I mean, let's face it, with Fatessa there, he's going to be talking Jets, Giants, Mets, Yankees. I mean, it's predominantly those sports. But anyway.
And March Madness now, which I'm really sick of.
Fuck that. Kill me. I'd rather listen to
Todd Rundgren.
I'd rather listen to Todd Rundgren backwards than listen to Francesa talk about the NCAA and who's on the bubble and who's not on the bubble. Fucking assholes. So that's it. That's 1 hour of Ranger talk.
You see this picture Joe Catrone just posted? That's a great picture. Kid in a Whalers shirt with the old Milek goalie stick and the Milek pants.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Awesome. That is an awesome pick.
That looks like...
That's Catrone back in the 40s.
Wow.
hanging out with Stan Fischler.
He's wearing that college shirt. He was dapper even then.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Take care, everyone. Catch us next Wednesday.
All right. Well, sir, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to go have dinner.
Me too.
And I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care, brother.
All right, you too. Bye.